This is the sound of Churchfield in Cork City. It's Leisure World. It's a swimming pool place, and I'm sitting here in the lobby, separated from my daughter by a large glass partition. There's a door in it that I could walk through to the swimming pool area. She's in there with loads of kids being taught how to swim. I haven't a clue what level they're really at, except that she enjoys it, and that's all that matters to me. But I see in front of me a child in a pushchair, a McLaren's pushchair, a red one. The child is wearing a red jacket with little white and red daisies on it. The mother is also dressed in red and talking to a lady in pink. And I see two men staring intently at their smartphones, a woman staring at hers. Hers is an orange colour. She's propped up against the window. It faces the other direction. It's a long rectangular space with a little bit of a curve into it. It's got big pictures which are, what do you call it, not bottle green, lime green, and kid in goggles coming through blue waters and a crescent moon. Oh yes, there's a big huge pipe going through the lobby area. That's one of these things you slide down and go splashing into the water that we all love. There's a man there with a hat, one of these woolly hats, and it's covering almost all of his ears except the lobes. And he's actually texting or typing with two fingers into his phone, something I can't do. I do everything with one finger, my thumb. So what else do I see around me? I see palm tree, they're hardly trees, they're little palm plants. I see another plant here, and I forget. Oh, it's like a fig tree, I was going to say, but I could be wrong about that. There's a bit of greenery in here. There are young women chatting to each other. There's a woman there reading a book by herself. She's dressed in sneakers. Runners, I suppose you'd call them. Go for a little walk. Have a look around. Let you hear the sound. Oh, there's a woman going around giving out a questionnaire. I think they're doing a customer feedback form. There's a pingu. Those of you who got young children will know what I mean when I refer to pingu. And this pingu says recyclable paper only. On the table here, there are a number of leaflets. Yeah, there's one here called Functional Zone at Leisure World. And I think that's arranged with a lotus flower. And it's called Empower Body and Mind. It's in purple. On the back cover, there's two men playing football. So it says state-of-the-art equipment combined with staff expertise. Leisure World is now providing customers with access to a new range of specialist training services. There's also a picture of a boy in a wheelchair with a basketball under his arm. Looks interesting. Swim School of Excellence timetable at Leisure World. Another one says, students, this is your playground at only €30 an hour. Off-peak times, terms and conditions apply. That looks to me like as if they're selling you a place to play football. And then there's a timetable for the pool in November. Pool starts at 7 in the morning. There's a slot from 7 to 8. And it goes through a slot from 8:15 to 9:45 in the evening. And there's all sorts of symbols on there for everybody. There we are. So, by the way, there's a Belfast City Marathon in 2013 being advertised here. 6th of May, for those of you who want to get going on it. Dispose of unused medicines properly. DUMP. Oh, that's a great acronym, isn't it? Dispose of unused medicines properly. DUMP. Organised by the Health Service Executive, HSE, with the community pharmacists in Cork and Kerry. The DUMP campaign will run from the 1st of October to the 9th of November. Do you know what? I have some medications at home that I have not used. I must DUMP them. No charge for the service. I can return them to my local participating pharmacy. That's a pain in the bloody neck. How do I know what's a participating pharmacy? I wish they just said, return them to your local pharmacy. In fact, all pharmacies take money from the health service executive. So I don't know why they didn't just put it to every single one. Oh my goodness, here's something else. You don't need a bruise. Not a word I often see spelled, B-R-U-I-S-E. You don't need a bruise to be abused. Bit of a clever bit of copywriting, that. And it's Mná Fasta, M-N-A, Father, for those of you into Irish language, Fasta, F-E-A-S-T-A. And there's a helpline, and I'll give it to you in case, well, I suppose in case you are actually being abused. 021-42-11757. Women's Domestic Violence Project. Oh, that probably needs to have funding. They're sponsored by a pharmaceutical company called Janssen, and they have a helpline, counselling, support group, and court accompaniment. Accompaniment. There we are. And we've got the Mayfield. Oh, yeah, we've got Mayfield Action on Suicide. Shine a Light. That's their strapline. Well, Suicide Awareness Group, in association with Roisin Dubh, present the Movember Shave Off and Waxing on December the 1st at 8 p.m. Music from Vincent Lynch. So that's it. Look, I'm wandering around here. I'll bore the pants off you in a minute. The drinks, the public notice says drinks are extremely hot. I don't know whether that is that they're trying to avoid liability in the event of somebody getting burned. I do hope they realise that putting up a notice is not will not avoid liability. It's not plenty of court cases that say simply putting a notice up doesn't avoid liability for having something that will burn people. Anyway, there's a guide dog point here. It actually looks pretty awful, you know. I have to tell you that the guide dog point here has got, it's a very good idea. It's got a place to tie your guide dog up. It's really, really down within an inch and a half of the ground. There's a thing you could tie your dog to. Now, tell me, those of you who are blind, I'd be very keen to know whether your guide dog, whether that's a very good place to put a place to tether your guide dog to. I've never seen a blind person tether their dog, but it must need to be done sometimes. But the thing that I find disgusting, to be honest, is that there's a mop with dirty water right next to where you're meant to put your guide dog. So the poor old guide dog is being offered a mop, nothing wrong with the mop, a red bucket beside it, but dirty water inside there? Somebody wasn't really having a good look. Cameras are not to be used within the centre. Everyone's using smartphones, but nobody is using cameras. That's fine. And we've got accessibility notice board here. And we have opening times and prices available in Braille. We've got an accessibility pack, 2012. We've got an induction loop provided for the benefit of hearing aid users. And to use it, you please switch your hearing aid to T. I might be needing that at some stage myself. And then you've got a 10-point program devised by James Macmillan to teach swimming to all. Right, well, I won't be talking about that. And requirements for lessons. So the accessibility notice board, I would say that's probably on some quality standards that you have an accessibility notice board. Okay, here we go. A little blue car, like tiny little dinky type car, those of you. But it's made in China. Number 89632 underneath in black, but it's a little blue car on top. It's a kind of a car you'd fit, looks like an old Dushabo. So there we are. And the compact disc player that's here, digital audio compact disc, is called iWin. Don't know who makes that one. It certainly doesn't look like an Apple product. But it says iWin JX CD422. So there we are, that's it. Little introduction to the lobby. Oh, by the way, no lobby would be right without bags of tato, cheese and onion, bags of tato, salt and vinegar, and then in no particular order, Lion, Toffee Crisp, Aero, Kit Kat, Yorkie, Wimpy, Aero Mint, Crunchy, Snack, Snickers, Toffee Crisps, Lion, Snack, Nutri-Grain Crunch, Star Mix, Hambro Star Mix, four of those. There we are. And beside it, popcorn. Beside that, Sweet Appeal, in aid of the Cystic Fibrosis Association of Ireland. You put a euro in and you get out some yogurt-covered nuts, I suspect. That's it. That's the look of all. J.K. Rowling, Casual Vacancy, being read just there. Let me just sit down here. Swimming lessons should be nearly finished. Yeah, be over now. It's 10:01. Anyway, that's it. Just a wee introduction to the place that I sit every Saturday morning. I don't know how many weeks the swimming lessons are going on for now, but every Saturday morning, this is it. Okay, hope you're having a great Saturday morning yourself. Bye-bye.